Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureau's podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello, and welcome to The Bistro. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. Many are aware that the U.S. Department of State offers career opportunities that are available to U.S. citizens from all diverse backgrounds, industries, educational majors, and skill sets. But did you know that they also offer excellent programs to students? Here to discuss the many different career opportunities and student programs is Sarah Klein, a recruitment and outreach officer for the U.S. Department of State. Sarah, welcome to The Bistro. Thank you so much for being here.
And thank you very much for having me.
This is really wonderful. Sarah, how long have you been with the State Department and what is your role there?
So I've been in the State Department about 10 years.
Okay.
I'm a foreign service specialist.
Okay.
So my majority of my career is going to be spent overseas. I'm currently here because I'm in a domestic assignment. I've served in, Iceland.
Wow.
The United Arab Emirates, Afghanistan. I traveled with former Secretaries Clinton and Kerry on their advance and travel team. Then I was in Israel and back here in the Secretary Kerry's office, and now I'm a recruiter.
Wow. So you have really been everywhere.
Yes. I've been to 62 countries at this point, and that's for work and also pleasure. So, but
sure.
62 in all.
Very impressive. And it sounds like you're very familiar then with everything the State Department does and offers.
Yes. Especially since it's part of my job now, I've gotten better versed in most of the things.
Sure. Well, speaking of, what are the different career paths within the State Department?
Sure. So we have a civil service and we have a foreign service. Our civil service are here domestically. Majority of them are going to be here in D.C. On Constitution Avenue in our main headquarters there. We do have a couple people who are domestic who are in different cities around, New York, of course, and places like that. But majority of the civil service that we have in State Department is going to be here in D.C. And they do everything. It ranges from entry level to senior level and from public affairs to foreign policy to our country desks. So that's our civil service.
Okay.
And then we have a foreign service, which we are posted in our missions overseas, which is about 274 places, missions that we have. So we spend our career majority of the time overseas. And we have specialists and generalists. And the difference between those is generalists are our officers, and specialists are like myself, where we specialize in our field, like our medical, our diplomatic security agents, engineering, etc. But we spend all... Not all, because I'm here right now, but majority of our careers is going to be spent overseas.
Sure, gotcha. And so before you have this wonderful career with the State Department, of course, you're a student at some point in your life. So tell me, why does the State Department have such an interest in educating and involving today's students?
Because the students and the youth right now are the future leaders and also the future diplomats. So we want to exposure as much as we can as soon as possible to the world. Because it's those relationships that they're going to form. It's the relationships that we form now that the earlier we start, the better that relationship is going to be. So we want to expose the students to this culture, to the world, to foreign policy, so that it can get involved in it. And then, who knows, turn it into a career at some point.
Wonderful. So what are some of the ways that the State Department engages students?
Okay, so we have student programs. Mm-hmm. We have internships, both paid and unpaid. We have foreign policy classroom, which is where we actually have students with high school and college come into the State Department. And it's like a day long, I believe. It's run by our public affairs section. And they kind of bring in some speakers to tell what they do, what our foreign policy is, like our different, desks who work with China. So they'll bring in guest speakers. And then they also bring in us to talk about the careers they can have within the State Department. And then we have our diplomats in residence, who are our diplomats who are posted in colleges around, they have a region basically around the country. Mm-hmm. And they're the resource for all these students to go to and find out more about State Department, more about the student programs, and more about just basically how the State Department works and what we do.
Sure, gotcha. So let's start at that high school level. Mm-hmm. What specific programs are available for high school students through the State Department?
Okay, so our high school students, we have a really good program for them. We have the YES program, which is our Youth Exchange and Study Abroad program. And that is a program that is, it depends on how long it is. It's going to be a summer one or a full academic year. And that's for ages 15 to 18. And it basically, you go abroad and you learn more about basically how it is to be in different countries. And it's leadership, it's cultural exchange, and they're posted in all these different places around, including we have Germany, we have, well, there's a separate program for that, but it's still part of the YES. I just talked to a group that came back from China. So it's also great because I see them when they come back and they do presentations, and everyone is so excited about the program because they have been either in the summer or full academic year abroad.
I think
making these relationships,
so
it's
wonderful.
Amazing. And they're so excited when they come back. So it's so great to see that.
I'm sure. And it probably gives them a zest for wanting to travel more.
It does. And whether, you know, I'm State Department, so I'm like, you know, join State Department, but you have Peace Corps, you have all these other things that they can get involved in to continue this relationship, to continue like the work that we want to do overseas. Besides the YES program, we have the National Security Language Initiative program. And that's also high school students, 15 to 18. It's basically you study abroad and you study in languages that are less commonly taught. So it's an immersion program. And that is also a summer or a full academic year.
Wow.
And so it's, you know, it's these really, really unique languages that you wouldn't, you know, learn in your normal high school.
Sure.
And so they go overseas and they go over, they learn, they immerse themselves in the culture and they learn their language. And it's amazing seeing them come back too. Because even after, you know, 10 months, they come back and they're speaking fluent in these languages that are so marketable, as well as languages that are just neat that you are able to speak.
Right. So personally, and then for their future professional career, this is really so valuable.
Exactly. And then we have our American Youth Leadership Program. And again, that is high school students, but that's 15 to 17 because you have to have at least one semester left when you come back. And this is leadership training and exposure basically to foreign cultures and look at globally significant issues. And that is also 3 to 4 weeks, and it's in the summertime. So it's, again, we have all these programs that you can go overseas, that you can immerse yourselves in these cultures, whether you're learning the language, whether you're, you know, becoming a leader overseas, you also bring all that skill set back with you.
Sure.
And use it in high school, use it for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I really wish I knew about this when I was in high school.
Me too. I actually didn't know either. So it's nice to know that I'm trying to expose it more now.
It's wonderful. So tell me about some of the other student programs and internships available to those out of high school.
Sure.
Like those in college or recent graduates, et cetera.
Of course. We have paid and unpaid internships, and they are going to vary in what they do. There are some that are here domestic at State Department here, as I was saying, at mostly here in D.C. And then we have ones that are actually abroad at our embassies, and those are paid and unpaid. Majority of those are going to require you to be at least a rising junior, so 60 credit hours, I believe, is what it is. And then we have, for example, now, which is great, we have this virtual internship program, which means you can do your internship from anywhere. So
wow.
You can be on your campus and working either with one of our offices here in D.C. or working for an embassy abroad. So it's, you're doing this virtual internship from wherever you are.
Incredible.
And it's 5 to 10 hours a week, and it runs a couple months. And it's a great way that if you can't physically come to, you know, D.C. or wherever the internship is, go overseas, then this is a good way to do it virtually.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So these sound like really incredible cultural learning opportunities for American students.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is expected of them once accepted and then after they complete the program?
So it's going to vary by the different internships. For example, the YES program that I was talking about, it actually, when they come back, they do a presentation for us, and then they're expected to, you know, take that to their high school and do presentations there. I didn't really talk about the Pickering Wrangell, but that is actually a great graduate program. So it's when someone is applying for a graduate degree, we will pay for that two-year graduate degree. Now, it is very competitive because, again, we are paying for.
Sure.
So I think we take about 30 students for the Pickering and 30 students for the Wrangell. And then they do a year here in an internship in D.C., and then they do a year abroad at one of our embassies. So since we're paying for their graduate school, they sign on for us, I think, for about 5 years to work for the State Department.
Gotcha.
So it depends on what internship you're looking at. So it's going to vary.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is to go on to our careers.state.gov.
Okay.
Or our exchanges.state.gov website, and it will kind of give you not only the requirements to be in the program, but also what is required of you after.
Wonderful. So, I mean, clearly you have a lot of really, really great programs. So what is the best way for someone to figure out which program is best for them and which career opportunities are available once the internships are completed?
Sure. So it's always research. You know, they're students, so they're going to know lots of the times what you have to do is research. So go on to our websites. Go on to careers.state.gov. Go on to exchanges.state.gov. Go on to even the main State Department website. And we also have Facebook DOS Careers and Twitter DOS Careers. And we actually also have a DOS mobile site, which is, it's on, you can download it from iPad or whatever, and it's DOS Careers as well. And it's something you can go into and start learning. So you can say, what am I interested in? There's also at careers.state.gov, there's a keep me informed button. So if you're, say, I'm interested in internship, it's going to tell you more about them when they're open. And, you know, for example, when to open, and then you can go onto careers.state.gov as well to find out the requirements and what program would fit you.
Right.
You know, because it depends on what you want to do.
Correct. There's so many. And someone might say, well, I really want to go abroad somewhere, but which program is best
for
me? So it sounds like there's a lot of resources on your website to help someone navigate.
Yep. And then our diplomats and residents. So especially if we have regional, and that'll be on careers.state.gov as well, where you can find out who your diplomat and residents is, and you can contact them and say, I'm interested in high school programs. I'm interested in college programs. I'm interested in graduate, you know, et cetera, or careers. And what this does is all these student programs expose you to, you know, a snippet of what we do in the State Department. So it's a good way to find out if this is what you want to do.
Right.
And then decide if you want to become, you know, Foreign Service officer, a Foreign Service specialist, or stay here and be a civil servant.
Yeah.
And then we also have our Consular Fellows program, which is another program that we have that is based on language proficiency. So there's five languages, and they can be your it's a 5-year appointment with the State Department, and you get to serve as like a consular officer. So it's there's so many different opportunities, not only for student programs, but for careers within the State Department. You know, people don't really think about that. I don't think a lot, you know, it's government. So they're like, this must be narrowly what we do.
Correct.
And we have so much that we do. So it's great. And if you do, and you know, I'm passionate about, just because there's so much that we have available.
Right.
And the more exposure, like you were saying, if I had learned about this in high school, I probably would have known from that moment, this is what I want to do.
Right.
So we're trying to expose, you know, high school level, college level, and continue on to bring these people into the State Department or whatever career, you know, they want to do that has something to do with foreign policy.
Right. Well, that's why I'm so glad that you're here today, because you're able to share with us all of these great programs that probably a lot of people don't exactly know about. So you were saying people can go to careers.state.gov to learn more about them. But how is the State Department currently getting the word out? I know you kind of touched on that, but people can go to your website. But what is the State Department doing to kind of get it out there too?
Got it. So we do a lot of career fairs. We're starting to do podcasts like this one.
Excellent.
We have a marketing team that's great that goes out and make sure that we're visible in areas that we should be, like high schools and colleges. We have Facebook and Twitter that we're very active on. We have our diplomats and residents who get there, and they also have their own Twitter and Facebook pages. So we are trying to, as much as we can, you know, with all that's available nowadays, we're trying to use all those resources to get the word out there. And, you know, it's hard to do, but as much as we can expose people at a younger age, and, you know, and continuing, then, you know, you will entice people into the State Department, because what we do is very important, especially in like today's climate and everything. We want to have that global relationship.
Sure. Well, you know, I would love to talk more about that. I mean, I feel like we could sit here forever and talk about that, because it's so fascinating. It's so important, and it's so relevant today. We are coming to the end of our podcast here. So I quickly want to ask, can you just go a little deeper into what a career in the State Department looks like?
Sure. So, again, civil servants are going to, it's going to vary across everything. Public diplomacy, foreign policy. We have people who are in charge of desks, and those are country desks that actually start to establish relationship or have the relationship with our embassies, as well as the countries abroad. And so they're kind of like our main hub to come back to get the information back to D.C.
Okay.
And then in foreign service, you know, it's great. You move around every 2 years. So that's why I've been to as many countries as I've been to. You go overseas, both for foreign service specialists and journalists, and you're engaged in the community there. You're working on relevant information, foreign policy. policy, and you know, the government provides all the moving out there, the housing, and it is, you know, you're doing your job, but you're moving around every 2 years. So you get to, you know, kind of get to see the world in a way you would never be able to see in any other job.
Wonderful.
So it's an amazing, amazing job. And it's, if there's any way that you feel it's something for you, try it out.
I love
it. A student program or continue on and become, make it a career.
Absolutely. And you can go to the website to learn more about it. So Sarah, thank you so much for sharing all
of
this great information. The programs you've shared for high school, college, and those with postgraduate degrees looking to support the U.S. foreign policy and diplomacy are so excellent. One more time, can you share that website with us?
It's careers.state.gov.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau, and as your host of the Bistro, I'm Elena Spinola, and I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.